How's everybody doing? Have you ever wondered what the world's largest banks are by asset size? So this is a, I just saw this article real quick. I thought this would be a good little episode to bring everybody real quick. Just very interesting. So what are the world's largest banks measured by assets? So if we look here, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China with assets of 6.3 trillion. I'm going to say that again, 6.3 trillion retained its place as the world's biggest bank as the Chinese mega banks occupied the top four positions, which they have for a number of years now. So Agricultural Bank of China achieved loan growth of 14.5% in 2023, thanks to a national strategy to build a strong agricultural sector. China Construction Bank's loan growth was 12.6%. Overall, Chinese banks took 20 places in the ranking, despite a downturn in the property sector. China's overall banking assets grew between 9.6% and 11.1% over 2023 before moderating to 8.9% in February of 2024, according to data from the National Financial Regulatory Administration. Seven of the eight Japanese banks on the list fell in the ranking. The lone exception was Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group, which maintained its place at number 13. And kind of the U.S. banks kind of held where they hold. So if we look at the list here, and I know this might be a little difficult to see, but you can see on here that the top four banks are all of China's main banks. Basically, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, which has 6.3 trillion in assets. Agricultural Bank of China, at number two, has 5.6 trillion. China Construction Bank Corp has 5.4 trillion, and Bank of China LTD has $4.5 trillion in assets. Now, our number one bank, JP Morgan Chase and Company, has $3.8 trillion in assets. Number two is Bank of America, coming in at $3.1 trillion. And then for the UK, they have HSBC Holdings, which is at $2.9 trillion. And then over France has PNB Paribas, which has $2.8 trillion. Japan, it's got Mitsubishi, which has got 2.8 trillion. Over again in France, we have Credit Agricole Group, which is 2.7 trillion. Another, and then that's kind of rounds out the top 10. Citigroup hanging in at number 12 at 2.2 trillion, which, and then where is, I was looking for Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo's in here somewhere. Oh yeah, Wells Fargo's at number 16. Wells Fargo's at number 16 at 1.9 trillion. So it's just, I just thought it was very interesting to point this out because I think a lot of people's perception is that, you know, America has the biggest banks in the world, and that's just not true. China actually has the largest banks in the world, and they've had the largest banks in the world for probably the last 4 or 5 years, going back to like maybe 2018, 2019, something like that. However, despite them having the biggest banks in the world, they do have, you know, they've had a lot of challenges in their economy. Their real estate sector has blown up. The China Construction Bank Corp has had a lot of issues with that. And I would say that, you know, even though these four banks are bigger, you know, JP Morgan Chase and Company still maintains the moniker of the biggest, baddest bank in the world, despite the fact that these four Chinese banks have more assets than JP Morgan. JP Morgan still wields the most power of any bank in the world. It's still recognized around the world as the most powerful bank. But like I said, but these four Chinese banks have more assets. They're larger in terms of asset size. And you could see that the 10 or 15 largest Chinese banks are far larger than any other country or region in the world. So, you know, the Chinese in terms of their banking sector, their banking industry has again become quite powerful. And our bank. So, I think it's also interesting to look at this because it also gets into that question of, you know, too big to fail. Like, in other words, we've talked about, oh, well, you know, we should break up our big banks and just, you know, turn them into smaller banks so that they don't pose as much of a threat to our financial system. But I think there is an argument to be made, like, you know, do you really want to tear down like JP Morgan Chase? Because, it, you know, for the issues that we have with it, it's still, like I said, the biggest, baddest bank in the world. And do we, you know, do we want to tear that down and perhaps give the ability to say, you know, China or HSBC or you know, BNP Paribas to kind of take that spot on the world stage, as it were. So it's just, like I said, just kind of interesting. I think this brings up interesting points of conversation when you're talking about a lot of this stuff. Now, I think there is an argument to be made for banks like Citigroup and Wells Fargo that have just had problems for years and years and years. And, you know, the question is, you know, because I do believe that there's a very real thing that banks become so large that they do become so unwieldy that, you know, that a single CEO, the board of directors, like they just, you know, I always ask the question, if you're on the board of JP Morgan Chase, how do you know what's going on? I mean, that bank, I mean, you got 300,000 employees operating in 100 countries around the world. You know, the bank's going 24/7, 365. Like, how do you really know what's really going on in that bank at all hours of the day and night, every day of the week? Like, you know, just again, and these are just thoughts to ponder, things to ponder. So, but anyway, I thought this list was really interesting. I thought it was really good to, you know, point this out because I think it gives you a different perspective on the world of banking, like in terms of when you really break it down by asset size, you could see how large and definitely how powerful a lot of the Chinese banks have become in the last, you know, 20, 25 years. They have really grown very massive, very quickly in just a few short decades. They have not only caught up to the US, but surpassed us, at least in terms of asset size, asset growth. So, and again, like I said, looking at a list like this and understanding these asset numbers, it gives you a different perspective on kind of where the US is in the world compared to other countries, where, you know, the UK, where the US, you know, where we all stand, you know, relative to China. So again, just interesting things to look out here. So again, I hope people will take a look at this list and find this interesting. I would be very curious on people's comments, what they, you know, think about some of this stuff. Do they think that, does this put the US in a precarious position? Would you be more inclined to keep the big banks, the four big four as they are, to be relatively, in, you know, speaking, more competitive against China on the world stage? Or would you still be in favor of as they say, breaking up the big banks to reduce the complexity and the potential dangers to our own economic system here in the United States? So again, just kind of some thought-provoking questions there. But I would be, like I said, I'd be real interested in hearing your comments down below. But again, hope everybody enjoyed this video. If you do, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe. That always helps the channel. And I will be back to talk to everybody again real soon. Thanks a lot.